station.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I sing Who You Talking To, and my three backup singers sing Diarrhea Pants.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What's wrong with
that? Don't laugh at that, Rich.
It's
Don't
funny.
Encourage that.
Who you talking to? And then they say that.
So you guys,
and the way he says who you talking to, it's kind of cocky. You know, like you're with someone to be reckoned with now.
You don't understand the deep meaning of my music.
You're right.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, the emergency break of the week. We give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. And we start off with a radio legend here in Dallas-Fort Worth, who I don't think has ever been up for an e-break before, and that is one Terry Dorsey from our sister station with the straw hat, KSCS.
Hey, you pal!
He works every morning right next door to us.
Yes, just about 15 feet away from us.
And doesn't know any of our names. He thinks my name is Pal. He thinks George's name is Buddy.
And I'm Hey You.
Terry's a great dude, and he's been at this for a while, and I guess he's never really heard this phrase that he's about to say as being offensive. He didn't think it sounded funny, but his crew, including the golden-throated Hawkeye, thought it was really funny.
I am Terry Dorsey.
I am Hawkeye.
L.A. Cook in San Francisco is out of a job after a video caught him tenderizing frozen meat by slamming it onto the dirty sidewalk went viral. That's right. According to the YouTube user who uploaded the little video.
I guess frowned upon in that establishment.
I guess it was. The footage was shot outside the Lucky River Chinese restaurant where the cook worked until the video prompted a visit from the health department. Management said the cook beating his meat against the filthy
Go ahead, move on.
Management said the cook beating his meat against the filthy gum-stained sidewalk was an isolated incident, and the restaurant remains open.
The joke's on the health department because they don't really know what kind of meat it was.
That's right.
Yeah, the joke wasn't on Terry.
All right. So you've gotten behind-the-scenes explanation on this, that he really didn't know what that phrase meant?
Either that or he just didn't think about it because, yeah, I talked to someone and said, yeah, I just... Like, what are y'all laughing at?
Well, it sounds like he's had 50 drinks. So I guess it's possible.
No, Terry doesn't do that. But he is up for an e-break for saying that. As is one Norm Hitchkiss. Now, sometimes the e-break is really obvious. Someone will say something and it stops down a show. We also like it when a host and guest play bumper cars. And listen to what Norm and new SMU coach Chad Morris bump their cars about. It's the most ridiculous little note about the fact that he's only been the coach for a few hours, and they got hung up on that, and then their lines got tangled, and this happened.
We get a chance to chat with a man who, let's see, how long has Chad Morris officially been on the job now at SMU? Here on the Bob's Steak and Chop House Hotline is the new coach of the SMU Mustangs. Here's Chad Morris. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Norm. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Let me take
well,
just...
Go ahead. I was saying I hadn't been on the job but about 24 hours at the very most, so it hadn't been long.
Chad Morris was a Texas high school coaching successor.
So why wouldn't you just say you have on the new SMU coach instead of, what's it been now? It was the day before. Wasn't that big a note, right? It's 24 hours.
I'm going to pre-introduce this.
I mean, that doesn't make any
Maybe
sense.
That's what it was. It was a pre-introduction. Let's hear that one more time just to enjoy the subtlety of the e-break here.
We get a chance to chat with a man who, let's see, how long has Chad Morris officially been on the job now at SMU? Here on the Bob's Steak and Chop House Hotline is the new coach of the SMU Mustangs. Here's Chad Morris. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Norm. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Let me take
well,
just...
Go ahead. I was saying I hadn't been on the job, but about 24 hours at the very most. So it hadn't been long.
Chad Morris wasn't.
And then Norm wasn't interested in it anymore. Mm-hmm.
And I think what Norm, that next sentence that got cut off, was Chad Morris sounds like a guy who you hire to seed your pasture.
Morning, Norm.
Morning, Norm. I'm going to go out there and...
been less than 24 hours, I guess.
Well, we expect rain come weekend.
And why is the fact that he's been on the job for, let's say, 22 hours so drop-dead hilarious to Norm in the first 10 seconds of that?
Humor.
Oh, it's because Norm doesn't have a sense of humor. That's
hey.
Why. Well, I thought you really wanted an explanation. I didn't realize.
What are you doing? That's our teammate. And he's up for an e-break.
No, actually, by the way, I want to tease ahead. At 9:15 today, I will have some examples of some jokes Norm made that I thought were pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's at 9:15 this morning.
Make an appointment.
All right. Candidate number three is really not a radio legend. Gordon
Keith.
Yes. Gordon Keith, who we thought the other day had dropped an F-bomb on the air. But what happened is, I believe you, Gordon, you said freaking, but you happened to hit the microphone right where the R comes into that word. And
right. And I'm trying to do an accent.
Yeah.
And
like
so
a Northeast imitating the mayor and you
should make it. He did drop an F-bomb. He just didn't intend to drop an F-bomb.
Well, I didn't. But I mean, like, it wasn't like a.
I might intend to say shoot, but I might drop an S-bomb. I still drop an S-bomb.
Oh, he dropped it.
Yeah, I don't think that counts as an S-bomb. It's like when Mike was doing the SH sound and someone said it right afterwards and it made that word. I guess technically you say that word was dropped, the S-bomb was dropped.
Although not all of that came out of Mike's mouth and all of this came out of your mouth.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Well, but part of it's edited out because of the hit of the microphone.
Well, let's give it a listen. We're going to have to beep it because you...
Oh, yes, you definitely have to beep it.
Yeah, we have to beep it, yeah.
Well, Nina Pham's dog, you know, the mayor came out almost immediately.
Hope you beeped it well, too.
And made some statement to the effect of, you know...
We're going to save this dog.
Yeah. We don't care about Nina Pham, but this dog Bentley is living. We ain't doing what Spain did, right? You hear me? Hey, look at me. Look at me. You're a reporter. Look at me. Mayor.
God, what the heck?
That sounded like
what did you say?
I'm the freaking mayor.
That's not what you said.
I swear. You go back and listen to it.
No, we can't.
I know exactly what I said.
God.
Why would we rear up like that if we didn't think it at least sounded like that?
You did not say that.
Well, it may have sounded like I said something, but I know what I said.
That is the most shocking thing that has ever come out of your mouth.
I've said that before, an off-air mayor.
You're right, you have heard that before. But no.
Yeah, off-air mayor uses that word a lot.
Yeah, and it's really shocking.
But on-air doesn't. Yeah, it was unfortunate. I did go back and listen to it, and it definitely sounds like I said that.
Yes, you heard what we heard.
I heard, yeah, when I re-listened to it, I heard what you heard.
So, your three candidates. Wow. Battle of heavyweights. Terry Dorsey, Norm Hitchkiss, or Gordon Keefe.
And watch, if you vote for me, just watch you say.
Watch it. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Texas. I'm very excited to vote for SMU's brand new...
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my bad. I cut him off.
I'm here.
No, not you. I bet that was a Norm vote.
He was voting for Norm. All right, who are you voting for, Chief?
Hey. George, can I sit on your lap and tell you what I want for Christmas?
I just want you to vote for the e-break.
I want you to bring back Barry Bunch. Reinstate him. That's what I want for Christmas.
All right.
Leave that alone.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for Norman Walderschmidt.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Yep. Who do you like?
The chicken choker.
That's George.
That's Terry Dorsey, I'm afraid. Hi, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Chokehold. I mean, choke your chicken. Something like that.
Man, easy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, am I on FM America?
Yeah.
I'll take Gordon. If I hear Yay Best Friends one more time, I'm going to lose my ass all day. Please don't say it anymore.
Now, that sounded like the SMU coach, but he mentioned me.
Yeah, I think that was a vote for you.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
It's not you here. I'm voting for the greatness of Gordo.
No, that's nice of you, sir. Hello. Who wins the e-break? Well,
call me spray tan in your contacts, though.
That effing Gordo. Effing Gordo.
Okay,
hey,
thank you.
It's the mayor calling in.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yes, I like the responsible vote, the irresponsible Gordon, Truck and Keith.
Okay, thank you.
Trucking, yes. I just want to make...
Hello, you are on the breakfast show. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, I always love Gordon the best.
Why?
Ooh. How old are you, ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And we have a winner,
so
ladies and gentlemen. Gordon Keith has won for shocking the nation with this just a few days ago.
Like watching you porn and they pan down. No, it's not a total woman. Well, Nina Pham's dog, you know, the mayor came out almost immediately and made some statement to the effect of, you know.
We're going to save this dog.
Yeah. We don't care about Nina Pham, but this dog Bentley is living. We ain't doing what Spain did, right? You hear me? Hey, look at me. Look at me. You're a reporter. Look at me. Look at me. Mayor.
God, what the heck?
That sounded like a...
What did you say?
I'm the freaking mayor.
That's not what you said at all.
I swear. You go back and listen to it.
No, we can't.
I know exactly what I said.
God.
Like the Dan McDowell kind of response. What? It's a...
We're having fun doing fake mayor.
Fake mayor.
It's not what I said.
You know what I've noticed in the 21-year history of the station? Because I think all of us at some point have done that. We've accidentally cussed.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of us immediately says, I did not. We always throw up the immediate defense.
Like remember, but isn't there,
Bob
years
said,
old, yeah.
Instead of saying Buccaneers, Bob said yes. Blankaneers.
Yeah.
And Mike and Grego, and I think we've all done it. And it's funny because you immediately, because you know you didn't think that word, but you said it.
But to me, there is a difference between the word that sounds like a cuss word and comes out that way,
yeah,
and the just get rid of that.
I don't think it should be a drop.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah, there's a difference between the time that Grego was talking about the sports princess or whatever.
Yeah, and I think Corby has also had a couple where he's just said the S word and meant to say the S word.
However,
but just forgot he was on the air and got overly casual.
However, no matter the intent, the end result is always equally shocking.
Absolutely.
Yes, and we were shocked. And you have won the e-break. How many?
Well, I just got a text from the mayor, and it said something to the effect of...
Don't read all the words.
He has 24 hours. I don't know what that means, but be warned.
He likes doing this to me. He releases me into the Trinity River bottoms
and
gives me a 24-hour head start before he comes after me with a rifle.
It's the ultimate game, you know? How many wins?
He has 64 wins. He's in his favorite position, right behind Norm for first place.
Oh, that's great.
By the way, your mayor is a little more Rodney Dangerfield. Than
hey, I tell you, I get no respect as the mayor.
24 hours.
Yeah, he's the ball overhanded.